everyone? How's everyone? How's everyone? What up, what up, what up?
Hey, hey, hey. It's DJ ATL out here with Six Eyes. What's up, Six Eyes?
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Waiting for everyone
kicking
to come
with
in.
Six Eyes and the crew. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, everybody ain't came in yet. Everybody hadn't hit their hand up, so I can't, you know, hit no tab until you put your hand up. So far, it's just me and you so far.
I'm the boss. I'm always open, no matter what. I'm the motherfucking boss. Okay?
Yeah. And it's got to roll like that sometimes. Okay, now it's open. All right. Boy, we got a lot to get into. I hate to bring this one because this is a critical talk. We have to talk about T.D. Jakes, y'all.
What's going on with T.D. Jakes? He ain't getting divorced, is he?
Well, since this Diddy thing happened last Thursday, as far as what I was amended, I'm not sure. This is alleged that he was arrested at his church. So this past Sunday, his congregation was nobody. Was barely but 12 people in his congregation Sunday morning. 12
what?
People. Yes.
Dude, he have over
12 people. Yes. It took a hit. And allegedly what was done was his sons and kids had came. All I know is his kids had told the FBI or whatever, because they all got investigated because of the Fit Itty thing.
Wait a minute.
And they said, yeah, there were some things going on. Yes.
All right, wait a minute, man. Now, you know, just like I know, it'd be over 20,000 plus at his service.
Yes.
Now, you know that at the Potter House.
Right.
There's no way.
I got video. I got it on YouTube. They got it on YouTube showing. 12 people. They got it on YouTube, bro.
What?
Got it on YouTube. People said they couldn't believe their eyes. They looked in the audience and said, I was like, whoa. What? And this is only allegedly, like I said, I can't say allegedly that he was arrested at his church, and the folks saw it. And allegedly his kids was the ones who turned them and said that he was, that there's some things going on with him, because the guy was not lying that said he was mentored by him, that was felt like he was sex, that he was, well, they said he was molested when he was younger. So we got to get into this, man. We got
to
get into this
one. We're going to wait for some more people come in, though.
Yeah,
we ain't going
to
get to that right now.
Right.
Not right now. We're going to wait till some more people come in.
Oh, yeah. But I just said it's going to be serious talk. We're going to have to talk on this, and this is the future state of church. And I get into it, yeah.
So check it out. I know I taught you very well how to do radio. So let's start this over, okay?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with Six Eyes ATL and the crew. How's everybody doing on this Saturday, January 13th, 2024? Hope you all are doing well. If you're in cold climates, I hope you're staying warm. It is my prayer to ask the Lord to wrap his arms around the homeless, keep them warm, bless our resources so we're able to do great things and warming up those cold bodies out there that are homeless. You know, it is my prayer, and I've been talking to God. So we got some things in the works. And that's the best partner to have, God. So everybody just stay tuned. Great, great things coming from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And all I can say, all praises to God, all praises to God. So I
definitely
just stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. Also, I lost my cousin a few days back. So keeping the family in prayer. You know, my cousin Rosemary passed away. Beautiful soul. Definitely going to miss her. And anybody that's going through anything, you know, this type of season, you know, it's called seasonal depression. And a lot of people suffer from seasonal depression. You know, it's not a lot of sun, you know, it's fall now, it's winter. And in the cold climates, you know, and we don't get a lot of sun here. You know, I know in Atlanta, if y'all get a snowflake, y'all shut the city down, you know. If y'all get a snowflake, y'all shut the city down. Y'all don't know
you
nothing
better
about
believe
cold.
That.
Y'all don't know
yeah,
nothing
we don't
about
know nothing about no cold down
y'all don't
here.
Know that, about
it's
that.
Like
y'all
a
don't
day
know
a nightmare.
About that.
It's a day nightmare. A day nightmare, y'all. We shut down.
Y'all
a day nightmare.
Snowflake.
We
y'all
see a sign of snow. It's calling.
Yes, it's y'all calling off work and everything. We got somebody that joined us. Who's that?
Good afternoon.
There she is. There's the queen, Miss Evangelist, Anointed Evangelist Clayton. How you doing, queen?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening? God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm doing good. You know, just reflecting on my cousin. You know, she was a beautiful soul. And just doing that. How's your mental doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I tell God thank you for another day's journey. Thank God for its keeping power. Thank God, amen, for the safety net of my mind, mentally, physically, psychologically, and emotionally. I give God the glory and the praise, you know, that I've been through the loss of family members.
Yes, you have.
You know, December the 24th, you know, in the loss of burying my niece and burying my first cousin, you know, and it really weighs on you. A lot of people don't know what people go through in the loss of loved ones and losing loved ones, but how that thing take root in you, you know, especially when you're close to you and your family member. And can't nobody tell nobody how to grieve, and can't nobody tell anybody how to get over it. You know, that is a tone that each and every individual has to grieve through and get through, to go through, and know that who brought you through. So my mentor tonight is exceedingly glad and joyful. I thank God I'm about a nine that is expert to me. So I'm grateful just for being alive and being well, and thanking God for his safety net, thanking God for safe flight, for my granddaughter that surprisingly showed up here to surprise me and her mother, parents, now from Dallas, Texas, Dallas, and she'll be flying back out on Monday evening, Martin Luther King Day. So I'm grateful for who God is, and grateful for the mindset. Yes, sir. Thank you for the mindset ma'am. That God has given. And I'm here today. I'm here, and I'm grateful to be here with you all. God bless you all, and just let us continue to love you one another. And always remember, all these seasons is for the reason of who hung, bled, and died on behalf of us. So God bless you all. Thank you again.
Thank you. God bless you, and it's always a pleasure. And your family. Your family, you already know that.
Amen.
So
God bless
definitely
you.
Appreciate. Thank yes, ma'am. You. Definitely appreciate you and love you.
Love you too.
Yes, and safe travels for your loved one going back to Texas. Hopefully, she brought you some barbecue. I hear barbecue is great in Texas.
It is. All this stuff is great in Texas. I tell you that.
Now, I've never been to Texas. I've heard a lot about it. The closest I've been to Texas is Texas Roadhouse, and it's rumored that you're not supposed to put barbecue sauce on the barbecue in Texas. They consider that an insult. Have you heard of that?
I have not heard of that, but I was in Dallas. I was in Dallas and not this past Christmas before. And I tell you what I did learn when I went to Texas. Don't go to Texas in December and January. Don't go to Texas because I tell you, you're not used to that cold. Baby, they talking about looking at the beauty. This is the beauty of it. You know, a cold and snow and traffic, oh my goodness, traffic. Atlanta ain't got nothing on Texas, I tell you. It is too much, and then it's just so widespread and so beautiful. So beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Okay. So I'm grateful for the visit. If I go, when I go, not if, when I go, it definitely won't be during this winter time. Won't be.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe we should all plan a trip to go to Texas and have some barbecue, like the whole station. Everybody
exactly.
go down
exactly.
and have some barbecue. Visit the Alamo, you know.
Yes.
That's the only thing I know about Texas, barbecue the Alamo.
Yes, I tell you. But the food is good there. The food is good there. I tell you, to my chicken, now I'm a chicken person. You know, I'm a country girl. I'm barefooted. I'm a barefooted country
chicken.
Girl.
They
have some places there that will blow your mind. That will blow your mind. And if you love chocolate chip cookies and all the other different kinds of cookies, that is the place to be right there with your coffee.
Oh, my God.
That's the best place to be right there. Yes.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it with a hot cup of coffee that's made right, and you got your sugar, your cream, and oh my God.
Oh no!
And I don't know if my friends them have signed on as of yet, but they supposed to be signing in the Lockleys. I don't know if they're
the
in
Lockleys.
Yet.
Love the Lockleys. Press the one button. Come on.
You there?
No, this is Mary. Am I unmuted too?
Hello, Mary.
Hey,
how you doing?
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, sir.
Yeah,
right,
you came
right.
in too. Thank you.
You sound great.
Yeah, I got out of the hospital Tuesday. They finally shocked my heart and drained the fluid out of my lungs.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Well, praise God. Thank God for you. Amen.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
God. Thank God for you. You give God a praise. Amen.
Always.
To God be glory. At least
Always.
they didn't have to put tubes in your brains to drain fluid.
No, because then they would have had to drill through my skull. I need to stop about that. I need to stop.
Now, Mary, where is this fluid accumulating?
It was in the, I didn't know lungs had quadrants, but it was in the upper quadrant of my right lung. Mm.
Oh.
I knew heart had quadrants. The icky part, the shock of my heart was much better because I was asleep. I remember she shoved this big old camera down my throat. I thought I was going to die, and then I was asleep. It was lovely.
Wow.
You didn't even know it.
Yeah. But you had to be awake for the other one because you had to be sitting up. Otherwise, the fluid would, like, if you sit up, the fluid where they, you know, so they cut between your, like, second and third rib and shove this great big needle-y tube in and stab it in your pleura.
I'm queasy. I'm probably
about a liter of fluid out, so that's a blessing.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Praise God. All praises. It's my prayer.
Yes, sir.
God keep us all healthy, keep us all strong.
Praying
for the sick and shut in. You know.
Right.
Praying for the sick and shut in. You're 100%
right about homeless. Because it's 5 degrees right now. And that worries me.
Yeah. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you. I want to thank the Lockleys. I want to thank the Bonnets. I believe even Evangelist Clayton, who has donated for the gloves and hats. We definitely appreciate you. I don't care if you give a dollar, 50 cents. It doesn't matter. Everything counts. And
everything. Praise God.
You know,
God, whatever, glory.
Absolutely. So if you would like to contribute, you have two options. If you are using PayPal, the email address you'll enter is S is in Sam, I is in Ice, X is in X-Ray, E is in Edward, Y is in Yogurt, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, the number 6@gmail.com. And the subject, put hats, gloves. And again, whatever you donate would be greatly appreciated. No amount is too big or too small. Okay. If you're using Cash App, that would be $S as in Sam, I as in Ice, X as in X-Ray, E as in Edward, Y as in Yogurt, E as in Edward, S, the number 2, the number 4. And in the memo, 4, just put hats and gloves.
Amen.
And again, yeah, no amount is too big or too small.
Amen.
And we thank you for the Radio Network.
I finally found out why the money wasn't going. It's because of these stupid eyes. I had the whole rock. I had like an R in instead of an I. I couldn't figure it out why it didn't go in.
Oh, wow.
But you got it. You got it. The thing
eventually,
about it.
Yep. Thank God for magnifying glasses because I finally could see it.
To God be the king.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we want to thank you all that joined us right now. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Press the 1 and join the conversation here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yes. We're going to get into some discussions here. I don't know if the Lockleys have joined us, but if you have joined us, press the 1.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? The Lockleys?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. How you all doing tonight? It's just a blessing to be here again tonight and to hear your all voices. And it's been a pretty good, relaxing day. And we're just thankful to be here, and we're grateful to be here on the show tonight.
Yes, always a pleasure. And your mental's doing good?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the mental's 8.5. That's good
for me. All right now.
You're going to come in because they're doing all the extra talking and stuff with us.
Who's that?
Say what? What was that?
Hello?
Okay, I don't know who that was.
Well, if you would like to speak, go right ahead. Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network.
This is Nancy Lockery from Tallahassee, Florida. And my wife is Cindy Lockery. And I'm glad to be on the show tonight to hear everything that's going on. And I really enjoy being on the radio station.
Amen.
And God bless you all. And God
bless
loves
you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lockley. It's always a pleasure. When you and Mrs. Lockley come, it's always a pleasure. And your family here at the 6 Hours Radio Network, we definitely love and appreciate you.
And Mr. Six, the Lockley has a red velvet cake over there. They got a red velvet cake that was delivered to them today. Homemade red velvet cake.
And they
ate some, Mr. Six, and that cake put them to sleep, knocked them out.
Right now. Now, that's some good cake. Yes, it is a good cake.
Yes, sir. We really enjoyed it. We thank God for Vince Clinton. Tell us about the person that had the cake.
Okay.
Oh, it's delicious.
Do you all drink coffee? Are you two coffee drinkers?
Not like I used to be, but I like coffee. I like coffee. Are you a coffee drinker?
I am a coffee connoisseur, yes, ma'am. I've been drinking coffee since little. So I tell the story. So I started drinking coffee at a very early age because my grandmother used to watch us when mom and dad worked.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why when we start talking stories, The Young and the Restless, I'm right there with you. Jack Abbott, Victor Newman, Miss Chandler, Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
That's how long I've been watching The Young and the Restless. So we would watch The Young and the Restless. The 12 o'clock news. 12 o'clock news would come on. Let me go in order. First, we watched The Price is Right. Then after The Price is Right was the news. Then after the news, it was silence. Those stories was on.
Yeah.
You better not say nothing while those stories are on. And I can remember, staying at home, and it's like you could just feel like the, just like you know it's story time. Don't say nothing. You sit there and watch. You sit there and watch that soap opera, and it's a beautiful thing. So those are the memories. And my grandmother, she used to save me a little bit of coffee. So in my mind, I was going to add water, thinking I'm making more coffee. I don't know to add no coffee at this young age. And so she said, "Baby, she said if you're going to drink coffee, you got to really drink a cup of coffee. You're just drinking water." She started me off with my own individual cup, and it didn't stunt my growth. I'm very tall, so it didn't stunt my growth. And I love coffee to this day.
There's nothing wrong
with that. With that, I'm complete. Hello to Pirelli, my little buddy Pirelli.
Hey, 6-5.
Yes.
This is DJ AT. I got one guest that's had a passing and she wanted to come on and say hello to the family.
Your phone is doing something.
Oh, my.
Your phone is
doing something. Hold on for 1 minute. You're echoing, brother. We don't need two of you. Just one.
Okay. There you go. Is that better then? Is it better now? Y'all can hear one person? Okay. Yeah,
yes,
I'm going to let Angel. Angel, go ahead and speak. You know, get your chance.
Is that Angel that was trying to speak earlier, talking about that a lot of people are talking? Was that you, young lady, saying that?
No, I don't think so. I think it was an echo going on through my phone.
I was just coming in just to go and speak. I haven't been in a while. What's up, everybody? It's Angel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Can't miss this. I just want to put out to my family in Atlanta all over. My cousin just passed away today. His name is David Lee Tater as Big Papa. And my cousin, Lethira Jones, they both died today. Big Papa was a gospel. He was an R&B blues singer. He was all over. And my other cousin passed away. She just died. We don't know exactly what's going on with her right now, but we know that she had died in the house. So we're still investigating. So I just want to come out and just speak out to everybody, the family that's in Atlanta that know David Lee Taylor and my cousin, everybody else is keeping a prayers for us and stuff, whatever, and be strong, you know, because you never know life when it hits you. So this is, like, very, very tough because David Lee is one of the singers that says that he don't care where you at. Where you go, you could be at the shopping mall or anywhere or in a blues festival, his voice will hit you. So both of them had passed away today, so I just came on to show my support. And I'm trying to stay strong. And I miss everybody. I miss talking to everybody. How you doing, 6-5?
I'm doing great.
Everybody,
I'm making it good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. And the number hasn't changed, 424-243-9617. Put that number in your phone, 424-243-9617, the 6-5 Radio Network. We want to send condolences out to your family. Our thoughts and prayers go out to your family at these difficult times. And like I said, just, you know, anybody that's going through, you know, we're just praying for you on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me come in, speak to Eva.
I just want to say to you, young lady, yeah, that was you that came across, but I just want you to know that we send our condolences out to you, to your family, those that the unknown, the known. God knows who they are. And our condolences and our love goes out to anyone that has lost a family member, loved one, a friend, or a neighbor. You know, our condolences goes out to you all, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to cover the parents of these that's going on. Amen. God knows the reason, and sometimes we don't know the reason. You know, we don't. Sometimes life has a way of turning. It can be natural death. Don't have to be that anything happen. It can just be natural death sometime, and God does it just that way. And so, you know, we just pray that our lives be lined up with Christ Jesus. You know, no matter what our fame and fortune is in life, we want to make sure that our lifestyle is lined up with Christ Jesus, and that the life that we live, may the life speak for you, us, I, and they. Amen. Somebody playing some music in the background. Amen. Is Jessica. Amen.
To yes. God. Right. Well, I want to play music.
Amen.
You want to play music?
I want to say to everybody right now, the most part of this world right now that we go through, like before my grandma had passed away and my dad, and then, you know, like I was speaking to my cousin because he always has his voice. And I don't care where the voice comes from, but if y'all can look at my page as Jennifer Lark on Facebook, you can they see his songs and stuff. He can go to the blues, he can go to the gospel. And even though that he was having like some health issues and stuff, whatever, like with fluid or anything, but you know, like sometimes you go to certain people's house and somebody make you some food or a drink or something or whatever, or if you were smoking something and it affect him and he had a heart attack. But at the end of the day, wherever he go, if we on the road, he was like, hey, come on, Angel, we're going to get on the road. One time it was snowing so bad in Milwaukee for us to get to Memphis, and he only had one windshield wiper, I think. So I had $11. I said, well, we can't drive right now because I can't see. And he said, you better drive that car. But he was singing as a, like a God song. Driving, you know, like singing, you know, driving. So we couldn't see nothing. So I pulled up at the gas station. It was snowing so bad. And I asked the guy, I said, can you fix the window and stuff for us, fix it? And he said, if you want to leave, baby, that's when that song had came out. And now it's like, this year for Thanksgiving, last year for Thanksgiving, whatever, because it's 2024. And, you know, he said, well, I can't get what I got to get because you the bartender and stuff. And, you know, he was like, make my phone. He got up and he signed his phone and stuff, whatever. And I told him I'm going to forward a video. And then, like, 2 days later, that's when, you know, he had the heart attack. And then today, well, it was actually yesterday, whatever, but, and then, he passed away, then my cousin passed away. They found her dead. We don't know what happened. But I just want to,
Let me say this to you, Angel. One thing for surely, and two things that we know, we don't know how we're going to leave here. You may live a glamorous life, but we don't know how we're going to leave here. We're here this moment, this minute. But we don't know what the next day holds for none of us, and singing ain't gonna save us. It's the lifestyle that we live that's gonna save us.
It's scary.
And then all of the traveling over the world ain't gonna save us if we ain't living right and doing the right thing, no matter what, you know. And it bugs me. It bugs me when people pass. It bugs me when people pass that we want to put them in heaven when they lived a hellish life, when they did some undercover thing that we don't want to bring to the forefront. It bugs me when people want to put people in heaven when they lived a hellish life and hoteling and moteling and Holiday Inn in the midnight hour that nobody knows about. So I say to you today, amen, I know we're on Six Eyes Radio Network with Mr. Six Eyes and the crew and DJ ATL, amen, but I just want to say to you, you got good remembers, you hold those remembers. One thing for sure, they can take away everything of CDs and DVDs and all of that stuff and YouTube and social media and all of that stuff. You know, they can take all of that away, but they can't take away your memories.
Right.
They can't take away. So you hold the memories.
Yeah.
You hold the memory. Amen. And I'm grateful for
Mr.
Six.
You know
thank
what?
You, Mr.
Well,
Six.
Well,
hold on one moment, baby. Hold on, because you talk. You're a great talker. But hold on. I thank Mr. Six, amen, for giving us the space this time to talk about grief and talk about the loss, amen, of our loved ones and our families. And I thank you for that. Amen. To God be the glory. But I know that he has a show to go on. Amen. But I give God the glory for you and I and all the other voice and our opinion. Amen. And I just thank God because we could talk about grief and pain and what people did all night long.
Uh-huh.
All night long, but it can't take away the memories that we have of our loved one. I'm completed, Mr. Six.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. I just wanted to say that wherever that the spirit for my cousin, both my cousins and my grandmama and everybody else and stuff were like, you know, so much stuff that I had a video of him singing and stuff and everybody never seen it. And I appreciate that. So I just want to know that my other family members that's in Atlanta.
You just hold on to that. That's what you do is hold on.
Yeah, I ain't holding on. I just want to come on and get my speech out. So that's what I'm saying that my other family members in Atlanta that whatever. So he just a legend. So I'm gonna send Lewis him some of his CDs and stuff. Y'all can hear him. You know, he's all over and stuff whatever. And hopefully that we can get some answers for my cousin because you know we found about her. We don't know what happened. So hopefully we can get some answer for that, and you know, because she just got out of jail, and we don't know what happened. But our prayers with, I'm just trying to stay strong and positive, and you know, be the best what I can. And nice talking to everybody, and love y'all, and we'll be safe out there. Watch what you do, and they say how you want to do it.
All right, thank you. God bless you. ATL, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Besides Radio Network, we'll be right back.
Tell the truth, the phone tells. That's 52 hours. Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Icy Brothers, and you're listening.
This is Lynn Talbert. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And we are back. We're back. We're back. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. So we got some people here. Is Pride and Joy checking in tonight? Anybody heard from her?
I have not heard from. I heard in church this morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because someone had muted me, and they just unmuted me back. I don't know who muted me. I heard her in church this morning when we had church service, but I hadn't heard her throughout the day.
Okay. All right, well, maybe she'll fall through. All right. Okay. ATL?
I think that was him that muted me. I don't know. I don't know why he muted
yes.
me.
So ATL, where are you? Now see, this we're not going to start off 2024 like this.
Exactly.
we're not going to do that. So ATL, I'm going to call your name a couple more times, brother, and perhaps if you don't call or answer, I'm going to have Mr. Lockley replace you, and it'll be Six Eyes Mr. Lockley in the crew. How about that? You up for it, Mr. Lockley? I think we'll be great together. What you think?
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
All right. All right. So you're listening to Mr. Lockley and the crew.
Amen.
Man. So how was your day, Mr. Lockley? What did you do today? How was your day?
My day was a wonderful day, and it was blessed. And I really enjoyed the day, got
yes,
some rest today, and I did 11 years in the service.
Thank you for your service.
And
Take your time. It's all right. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Breathe in, breathe out.
You're doing great. We definitely want to thank you for your service. And you got a beautiful wife there, Miss Lockley. You got your cat Pirelli. Don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that.
Amen.
Yes.
And how many pieces of cake did you have today? Elder Lockley. How many pieces of cake did you eat today?
I had one big piece of cake.
One big piece.
There you go.
It wasn't a slice.
You ate a chunk today. Say you ate a chunk today. That's all right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's what I'm going to do. This is something that I'm going to do because, like I said, it's a blessing to sit at the elders' feet. You know, like I said, it's always a pleasure when the elders come and we learn. I sit and I listen attentively at your feet. I sit at your feet and listen. And starting with the queens first, Miss Vangelis Clayton, Miss Lockley, what I'm going to be doing here on a particular show, mostly this show, I'm going to do a special show for the queens. That'll be for you and Miss Evangelis Clayton. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a show for Mr. Lockley. And this show is going to be designed around your coming up. Music that you grew up listening to is going to be a show for you.
Okay. Amen.
So that's coming up in the near future because we have to celebrate our elders and we have to give them their flowers. Because,
Amen.
You know, one thing my father told me, he said, concentrate on living because death's going to take care of itself. Concentrate on living, and stop counting the days and make the days count.
Amen.
You know, and this is, yes, ma'am. And when you think about it, that's the best way, you know, to look at it.
Amen.
You know, because it behooves me that people, they don't have time for you in life, but they can find time for you after you expire. Now, I've never understood that. What were they doing that they were so busy while you lived, they didn't have time. They didn't have time. But the minute you close your eyes, they pop up.
True that.
Now, Mr. Smith, may I ask you something?
I know that you have said something about your hours. I was changing for this particular segment of your show at 11:30. Is that still going to change, or is it still going to remain at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our time?
No, ma'am. It's going to be going to 9 o'clock. It's going to be going to 9 o'clock. I just got to change. You know, the signage. I got to change the signage. And once I get the signage changed, then we're gonna go ahead and proceed with 9 o'clock. Because I appreciate you all being up this late, you know, hanging out. You know, I definitely appreciate it. But I don't want to have nobody being held up from going to sleep, getting their proper rest. So I'm going to be changing that as soon as the signage change. But as right now, and until then, we'll be at 11. And then once I get everything changed over and everything lines up on the social media pages, that's going to be on at 9 o'clock, then it'll definitely be 9 o'clock.
So for now, it's going to remain at 11:30 until you make the final changes.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
you'll let us know. Okay, that sounds good. I don't know. Sister Mary? Is Sister Mary still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure, amen, that you were still here.
Because I'm going to bother him about a song.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary, for being here. Amen.
Yes.
Because we had talked about it. We got to go on at 11:30. I had to let my friend Lockley know that it's getting ready for the showtime. So, because we was talking, you know, we be on the phone all the time. Mm-hmm. So we hung up and said, we got to sign in to the six and the crew tonight. So, you know.
That's a beautiful thing.
This is my fun time. This is like the social event of my week. I love it, this show.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Well, we have a beautiful social media page. If you have not joined it already, for the listeners around the world.
Now,
yes,
you're talking about the page, Sister Mary. Go ahead and tell him you sent a request to him. Let Mr. Sick know, and he had not responded to your request.
So you sent a request to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was okay now because you know me and you know I'm not a stalker.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Yes.
I mean, you know I got my little crazies, but I'm not like crazy dangerous, you know?
Okay.
Oh, no,
If you can accept it, Mr. Six, she would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, I will. I will accept it tonight. As soon as I get off, I will definitely accept it. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Then it makes me feel like I belong. That's wonderful. Thank you.
I'm even going to give you my number, so you'll be able to call me too.
Cool. That makes you special if that's the case.
Yeah, because I don't give my number to everyone. So.
Amen.
But you give it to people that get their brains drilled.
Amen.
But that's okay. I just have to laugh. As long as I'm laughing, that's what counts.
Amen. Yes. And laughter is good for the soul. It's good
it
to
is,
laugh.
It is.
And it's good to be truthful. It's good to be truthful. You know, we have to be true, and whatever we do, we have to let it be real. You know, all that faking it and that phoniness and procrastinating and perpetrating, you know, that's out of the window. We're in 2024, and if we have not learned anything, amen, in these years, and I know Sister Mary and I, you know, we're in Godfather, amen, and I know Mr. Lachlan is under us in age, but to God be the glory. We know that God is able to do all things above all. And we're not here just to be here. We're here because God kept us. God kept us here, and he has us here for a reason. And as we get prepared, amen, to give honor to our Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit, to give honor to a man that walked, amen, and marched, you know, upon the red clay and red hills, and so that we may have a right to vote, we may have a right to go to the finest schools and sit at the finest tables and stuff. You know, it says so much because a lot of our young people don't know the struggles. They don't know the struggles.
No, they don't.
You know.
No, they definitely don't.
Yeah. They talk a lot, talk fast, but you've got to know your struggles. And if you don't have a testimony, if you don't have a testimony, you can't tell a story. You have to have a test. You got to go through a test in order to tell somebody that only God did it in your test and brought you through. I'm completed.
Amen.
All right. Before you go, I got to jump in right quick. I'll let everybody know, if y'all want to talk, press 1 so I can bring you in to speak. Please press 1.
We're back in, but we got turned to mute, and then we came back on. It was weird. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Hey, so here it goes. Here it goes. What we're going to do, I've been trying to say this. So there's a beautiful page. There's a beautiful group page called the Six Eyes Radio Network, and it's a group page. So I want you all to post on there. It's beautiful. You can post whatever you want to post, as long as it's good stuff. You can post it. You can post pictures of Pirelli. You can post pictures of velvet red cake. You can post pictures of birds.
Recipes. Cornbread would like that.
Yeah, so put a picture of cornbread up there. And just anything, you know, whatever's on your mind. I mean, it's a page for you to post. No. You know, it's open to the public. And, hey, it's there, so use it.
Amen.
Tell your friends.
Thank you.
The Six Eyes Radio Network Group. Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Is that the page that got the weird lady with the find the numbers and then she tries to get you to send her $1,000?
I've seen that.
Now that right there, that's something that's from Walmart. I don't know how that got on there because I shop at Walmart and
yeah.
I was just at Walmart and I didn't see anything about any baskets or boxes that you're supposed to pick. It's supposed to be some kind of box you're supposed to pick.
Mm-hmm. Right. But me and Destiny, we both called it, you know, the thing, we sent her messages.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, you have to pay $1,000. And then all of a sudden you're going to get back $100,000.
Oh,
What that is, that's called
network marketing. Okay.
Yeah.
And network marketing, you will never, because here's the thing, because I've done some network marketing before.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the whole thing of network marketing, now our legs is the strongest things on our body that to keep us up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the bottom. We will remain at the bottom holding up everybody.
That's
and
right.
Everybody else is getting richer, that goes up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But you're supporting everything down there. And that's how the network marketing goes. The Six Eyes Radio Network is not soliciting any money. God provides.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, ignore that. And I will make sure that is taken off the page.
Amen.
Because God, blesses me. God blesses
Amen.
Me, and I'm not.
Oh, yeah, because I'll tell you what, if I had $1,000, it would have gone to get more hats and gloves than it would be for that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's way more important so people be warm and have a chance.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that will be coming off the page right there. And apologies for that getting up there.
Well, you didn't do it. She's part of the page.
No.
I mean, I looked at her.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't, you know. That's because at first I just thought it was something from Walmart. I thought it was something that Walmart was sponsoring.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for clarifying this. Thank you so much for clarifying
that. That's cool, because I wouldn't have understood all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so that'll definitely be coming down. All right, so ATL, let's get into this. And once again, the views expressed are not those of the Six Eyes Radio Network. You know, so we are all cool here, and these are just alleged. These are alleged happenings. So ATL, go ahead and introduce your topic you wanted to talk about. And let's get everybody's opinions of what they think. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So Mr. Lockley,
now I know I don't have to worry about this with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start talking about the service, we start talking about, you know, the mess hall, what kind of, you know, what was your favorite meal in the service, you're going to be right there, bam, 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 right there, right there, right there. And see, that goes to show you 11 years. I taught ATL how to do radio, and it's not reflecting right now. It's not reflecting right now. You know? So I'm gonna call on him a couple more times, and then from that, we're just going to go on with the show.
You got to understand, I'm working, and these other folks are on top of me. I have to work. Y'all know I'm at job, so that's the problem.
All right. Well, while they're not on top of you, go ahead and introduce your topic before you get pulled away.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get to it. TDJ.
Excuse me.
You want to go? I've been waiting for this one. Okay, let's get it going. All right.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
All right, there we go. I don't know what going on with my phone. It decided to do some other crap. Can y'all hear me?
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number.
We can hear you.
Mr. Six?
Yes, ma'am.
I heard it say, I'm sorry, you did not press.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
4-digit PIN code.
Yeah, it's hanging me up, telling me goodbye.
You're telling me goodbye.
Okay, everybody, just hold on. Hold on.
Here we go. Here I am right now. Okay, just going to stay. Okay, let's get to this. All right, this is about TD Jakes.
Mr. DJ ATL, I don't know if you are pressing PIN codes, but it says that you did not put in 4-digit PIN code, so the show...
Yeah, It was my phone acting. It's my phone acting up. So I'm in a different location where I'm at. So let's get to the topic. Don't worry, it was a misguided punch that came through my phone while I was trying to get everything talked to you guys. So, all right, so first thing, I have my phone muted. I'll let y'all know that that's what I do. I don't get involved. I don't hear all the background stuff that's going on. All right, basically, we're getting to this topic. This is with TD Jakes. Allegedly, this week, Thursday, he was, as far as we know, was put in handcuffs at his church Thursday. Allegedly, they were saying that the rumors that his son and this another young man who used to be mentored by him had allegedly, like I said, this is alleged. Now, I don't know if this is fact, that he had molested the child. And the guy's grown. This is probably years ago. Now he's grown up, and the family kind of is what was said was his children. I'm not saying this is fact. But what happened Sunday morning, his service, he came to preach. He only had 12 people in his own service. And this is fact. This is documented on YouTube. They have video up to this. From the accusation where all this is coming from has been tied in with the P. Diddy situation, with a lot of stuff that's been coming out with P. Diddy has tied into to them in expediting list. So I just wanted to let y'all know that, and y'all can go from here from this topic. I do have my say on this, but I'm going to keep my piece on it and let you guys roll, and later on I'll talk about it after this. I just thought that this was something that was worth talking about, not because of the fall of saying because he lost members. I think it's a talk about that we need to talk about because people need to hold up the Christian faith more crossly and don't follow man and make sure that they stay in belief and be grounded with God, not grounded with man. That's all I want to say.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to let the evangelist speak on this because this is out of my wheelhouse. T.D. Jakes, very nice man. Always was a pleasure. I mean, what the man does outside of church is on him.
Amen. Amen.
Me personally, I'm trying to do a song with him. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do, and it's gonna happen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Six Eyes. Hello to you, Evangelist Clayton, Miss Lockley, Mr. Lockley.
Oh, my goodness.
This is T.D. Jakes. Mary, I'm glad that you're doing all right. Six Eyes, it's always a pleasure. I'm glad that you are going to do a show with Mr. Lockley. ATL, you just stay focused on what you're doing and keep going. This is T.D. Jakes, and I love the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless you. Now you guys go ahead and finish talking. I'm complete.
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I just want to say on that note, T.D. Jakes has not been arrested, but he wore handcuffed, I guess, because of anger and so forth. But there's no concrete evidence as of anything as of now. Rumors spread. It's just like a wildfire. Rumors spread.
Amen. Thank you,
Evangelist. Thank you, Evangelist Clayton. And you know, I'm just sitting here on the line, you know, just listening. And I'm right here. If I was arrested, would I be on the Six Eyes Radio Network, one of the hottest shows in the nation?
That's right.
Would I be on there?
You wouldn't be on there. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, until proven evidence. And the Bible says every eye shall see and every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. Amen.
Yes.
So, you know, we're on the outside looking in. We're on the outside looking in, and the hearsays and the naysays, surely when you tell somebody one thing, then it goes to the next person. They've added a little bit more juice to the fire. Amen. And they keep the whole fire burning,
you know,
burning at all time. Who are we? Who are we to pass judgments on any man, any woman, any boy, any girl? Amen. Your action speaks for itself. Action speaks louder than words. Amen.
Amen.
To God. So we have to give an account for ourselves. We need to sweep around our own door before you try to sweep around somebody. We can hear all kind of things. You may hear some things about Evangelist Clayton. You may hear some things about Mr. Six Eyes, Mary. You may hear some things about Queen Nye. You may hear some things about Brother AJ and Queen. You may hear some things about DJ ATL. You may hear some things, and they may be true and may not be true, but then let the truth speak for itself. Let the truth speak for itself. And every man and every woman is a lie. Let the truth speak for itself, because the truth is going to show up. It's going to show up, and it's going to show out. Now, what I can say is that God is revealing. God is uncovering those things. Amen. To God be the glory. Where he said in this word, every eye shall see, and every eye going to see, and every knee shall bow. And some things that some of us may have done that we have not went back and got it right. We have to give an account. Amen. But until proven guilty, every man, every woman is innocent until proven guilty. God bless you. Behind the prison walls, there's many a people, women, men, there are many people behind the prison wall guilty by association. They didn't do anything, but because you associated with an individual, you caught the charge too. But one thing for sure, and two things that we know before we leave this program tonight, before we leave this platform tonight, Jesus will drop the charges if you're not guilty. Amen.
And one thing for sure, Kenny Jakes is right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's one thing for certain, and two things for sure. I'm right here.
That's it.
And Mr. Six Eyes, we are going to do that song together. And for the record, they talked about Jesus, so I'm in pretty good company. Amen. With that,
company.
I dropped the mic.
Drop the mic. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you. And hello to your first lady, Miss Jakes. Amen.
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 You know, they have a song. I don't know, Mr. Six, if you know, they have a song called Jesus Drop the Charge. Jesus Drop the Charge. And I'm not sure who sang that song, but I will find out who sang that song, Jesus Dropped the Charge.
And I will find out. I will find out, and we will definitely have that on next week.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Cool. You can play another song where it doesn't have nothing to do with Jesus.
What's that, Mary?
Jealous by Labyrinth.
Okay. I'm in a different location right now.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm not around my studio right now.
Okay. That's cool. maybe a couple of weeks or something from now, just when you think about it.
Anyway, hey, this is 2024, just day 13. Well, actually, day 14 now because it's January 14th. And this is a year full of possibilities and full of music to play. So we got you here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Put this number in your phone, 424-243-9617, 424-24. What's that number? 424-243-9617.
I'm just glad that we're back on air. I'm happy about that.
Yes, we're back. And you're listening to Mr. Lockley and the crew, and I'm 6 Eyes. Amen. Man, that sounds real good there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mr. 6 Eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I think I found what Evangelist Clayton was talking about, the song Jesus Dropped the Charges.
Uh-huh.
It say here the O'Neill twins.
Okay.
It might be O'Neill twins.
You
want
to play?
Let me see. You said the O'Neill twins?
Yes, ma'am. I Googled it and said the O'Neill twins.
Okay. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see. Alexa, play Jesus Dropped the Charges.
Jesus Dropped the Charges and similar songs on Amazon Music.
Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad that Jesus dropped the charges.
Thank you.
Jesus dropped the charges.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Case dismissed. See, we wanna hang a person. We wanna hang them and throw away the keys. You know, we wanna remind them of what you did, how you did it, when you did it. But Jesus dropped the charges.
Yeah.
No matter what we do. I'm sorry, Mr. Six.
Yeah.
No matter what we do in life, no matter what we do in life, no matter how much drugs you done slanged, no matter how much dope you done smoked, no matter how many women you done laid with, no matter how many men you done laid with, no matter what, Jesus dropped the charges when you come clean within yourself. When you come clean, you ask for forgiveness to wash me thoroughly. Jesus will drop the charges on you. Man, hold on. But God throw it into the sea of forgiveness. Jesus dropped the charges. Yes, sir. I'm done with the faith.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's the best judge of all. That's the only judge, God,
that's
you know. And a lot of people, they are so fixed on having this great credit score. Oh, I got a 750 credit score. Well, how about, what's your credit score with God? That's what you need to be worried about.
What you say? You better say it. You better say it. What's your credit score with God? You worried about man's credit score. What's your credit score with God? You said, well, my credit's so low, so I can't get no house. You know, I got to do this. I got whatever you need, God got it.
Amen. You already know what you want before you ask.
That's right.
Mary is singing. Mary is happy.
You see those behind the prison wall that can get out, that can go buy houses and get cars and everything. Stop letting your past define your purpose for who you are. You can't do nothing in life. God is in charge of everything, and we better give God credit where credit is due. Amen. To God be the glory. It's time that we line up. It's time we line up and we get this thing right. It's time to come out the playground. Time to come out that playground. Put God first. Put God first. And everything else will fall into place for you. Don't wait until we get on our sick bed. And then we go to calling on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Serve him in your good days, in your good days. Your good days outweigh your bad days. And I want to thank
you. Absolutely. And could you just imagine, now it's a lot of us online right now. It's a lot of people listening online around the world. It's a lot of people on the panel right now. And the question I have for tonight, if God kept you sleep for six and woke for one, how would you do?
If God kept
you sleep for 6 days and woke for one, how would you fare?
If God kept me sleep for 6 days and woke me for one day. Woke me for one day, how would I feel?
Yes.
I tell you, me myself and I now, God kept me asleep for 6 days, and he woke me up for the seventh day. Baby, that would be the best sleep I ever had, because I know that I'm in the bosom of his arms, and I know he ain't going to let nothing happen to me. And if he put me to sleep and then wake me up on the seventh day, I'm going to give him the praise in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because that would be the best sleep I probably could ever have, if he sleep 6 days and he woke me for the seventh day. That seventh day would be a completeness for me, because I give God the praise. I ain't going to be thinking about no worldly things and no this. I'm going to give God the praise, that I'm going to shout, amen, to God be the glory, because every breath in me, I'm going to glorify his holy name. I'm going to tell him thank you. And that will probably be the best sleep. The best sleep, because you wake up, amen, not worried, worried about what's going on in the world, what done happened, and this and that, and what the doctor done said, because I was in the bosom of Dr. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the best sleep.
Yeah, that's a good logic. That's a good logic right there. But the reason I ask, because a lot of people, they look at God as a genie. They look at him as a wallet, a purse.
Yes.
And a lot of people, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11:55, they decide to go to church. Well, did you praise him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Exactly. Come on, him.
You know, so all I'm saying is acknowledge him every day, every minute, every second.
Day.
Acknowledge him. Because that's the only person who can't be blink. If you can imagine if God blinked for a minute, what would happen if he blinked?
Come on here. Come on here.
God gets no sleep. He gets no sleep.
No sleep.
And this is the only man that will never send you the voicemail. He'll never send you the voicemail.
Never send you the voicemail. Never. Never. And it won't tell you, hold on, I got another call coming in, and then you won't get no beat either. You won't get no three-way calling either, because ain't going to be no interruption between you and God. Amen. To God be glory. And I say this all the time, Mr. Six, when you in church and you're assembly and your phone go off, if it ain't Jesus calling, you need to have your phone on vibrate, or you need to have your phone off. Give God your adequate time. Give him your full time, because there is nothing but the trick of the enemy to trick you from not hearing what thus said the Lord. If it ain't Jesus calling you, leave it. Leave it off. Turn it off. Turn it off and give God your full time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, God never underserves us. So why do we underserve him?
That's right.
He never does. You know, he's going to do it.
They do it. Even in the church, Mr. Six, they on social media. They on Facebook in church.
Yeah.
Somebody say something?
Miss Rockley.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that, but I was going to say that God, you know, my thoughts are that God will stay up for you, so you won't have to stay up. And that way we can have comfort in knowing that God is always watching us and with us. So he never leaves us no matter what. So that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with what Evander Clayton was saying, too, and you, too, since the Six Eyes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's so much more, so much more. And, you know, people pile on their plate. They don't even finish what he already blessed you with, but you still pile on your plate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Finish what he gave you first.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Six, I just want to say, respect goes to everybody. Respect goes to everybody. Everybody, see, you earn respect. Mm-hmm. You gotta earn respect.
Yes,
respect goes to everybody. And I've been asked this question here. Why do you say Mr. Six Eyes? You know. Mm-hmm. Why do you say Mr. Six Eyes? You know, and I say a godfather. You know, I say Mr. Bob, because we was taught and trained that we give respect. Respect is honored. You earn respect. And
yes, ma'am.
You earn the right to be called Mr. Six. That's your name. You earn that right to be called Mr. Six. We ain't on no page like that right there. We're not on that page there. You know, we on a page of earning respect. Respect
yes,
is
ma'am.
Due, amen, to your peers. Respect is due, amen, to all of us. They said Miss Mary. They said Mr. and Mrs. Shackley, amen,
yes.
to God be
yes, ma'am.
You know, honor is due. Honor is due. You know, I'm not Sheila. My name, I was born Sheila Clay, but I'm not Sheila to you. You know, I'm not whatever you wanted to call it. I'm Evangelist Clayton or Miss Evangelist Clayton or Miss Clayton or Miss Clayton. You know, but then we're not on that level like that because see, if you don't nip it in the bud, you don't nip it in the bud. People think that they can talk to you any kind of way, but respect. Mm-hmm. Respect goes a long ways. You don't have to have money in the bank, but respect will get you money in the bank. Amen. Mm-hmm. God, respect goes a long way. Amen. And then on your job, if you don't have respect on your job, you're out of here. You're out of here. Mm-hmm. You are out of there. You got the red slip, the blue slip, white slip, whatever kind of slip they give you. You are out of there. Because you have no respect. You want to come in. You want to run things like you want to run it. It ain't your way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow the protocol of doing it the right way. And we must take criticism. We must take credit in order to gain respect. You got to give respect. Respect is due. Respect. There is no way that I would ever set. And I'm the oldest one in this building tonight. I'm the oldest one in this building. Godfather's not in here. I'm the oldest one in this building tonight. And you would never hear me say, six. You would never hear me say that. You know,
I heard Brother Tony said,
Brother Six. That's fine. That's fine. But you would never hear me be on a first name basis because that's out of order. That is out of order. We have to do things in decent and in order. And in order for it to come back to you, you got to do the right thing. You know, you said, well, we friends. No, we co-eds. We co-eds. We're friends because, see, when you become that friend, they think that they can do what they want to talk to you in a type of way. Come when they want to, do what they want to, do it as a pleasure. No, do it the right way. Do it the right way. Our parents trained us and taught us to respect Mr. JoJo down the road, to respect Miss Mary Lou, respect Miss Annabelle over yonder, respect Mr. Thomas. It's Mr. Thomas. It's Miss Thomas. Respect goes a long way. Respect can give you the honor. Amen. But then when you're out of order, you're out of order. You 15, 17, 21 years old, and here you come. Oh, six, hey, six. Come on, you're out of order. You are out of order. Don't make a difference what your age race is. You are out of order. My children is just as old as some of you in here tonight, this morning. My children, and they dare not on a first name basis. They yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, because respect goes a long way. You don't give respect. You don't honor respect. You got to give respect. You earn respect. You earn Amen. That's like you don't just give your children. Just give them. If you just give them, then what do they have to earn? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't give it to them, then y'all in a world of a mess. Y'all tearing the house out because your children are fighting you because you didn't get what they wanted.
Yeah.
Respect. Train them up in the way they should go. That when they get older, it will not depart. I don't care if you're 50 years old. I don't care if you're 50 years old. Respect.
Mm-hmm.
Respect those that in authority. Respect them.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm confused.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
confused. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And you know, it's so interesting you say that because we have neighbors, and I would never. It's just so strange. They call their parents by their first name. First time I heard it, I said, huh? I said, ain't that your mom and dad? Yeah, that's how we do it. I said, not in my house. I said, I can never call my mother and father by their first name.
I would, it'd be disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to call my mom Sharon when she got the Alzheimer's got bad, because she didn't know who mom was.
Yeah, now that's understandable.
She'd always answer to Sharon.
Yeah, that's a different situation, but I'm talking about just you know.
Yeah.
That's like
no, she was always mama while she knew she was mama.
Yeah, that's like cornbread calling you Mary. You're not Mary, mm-hmm. you're mama.
That's right.
No, he thinks I'm Mrs. Cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
I try to tell him,
the other birds, they're not going to call you Mary. They're going to call you Mom.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Tell Mr. Cornbread hello.
I sure will. I put him to bed because he was screaming.
Nah.
So I covered him up.
He was screaming for you.
I was in there talking to him. I was in there talking to him, and I was putting away all this crap I bought at Walmart. You know, I had to get plants and birds off of the freezer.
Oh,
amen.
Boy.
Amen. But yes, respect goes a long ways.
It does.
Absolutely.
It does.
Now I'm all ready to hear Aretha.
I think the Lockleys, you all wanted to say something.
I was just going to thank you. I was just going to say to Miss Mary, I'm going to ask her, you say you have birds?
Yes, ma'am. I have a cockatiel, that's cornbread, and then I've got three parakeets.
Wow.
And their names are Tweedle, Deedle, and Doodle.
Oh, I like that. What do you mean?
Doodle.
Just parakeet food and cockatiel food. You can even buy it at Walmart.
Wow.
Like those trees, those millet tree things.
Yeah, I've seen some.
They love those.
Uh-huh.
Does each bird have certain food they can eat? You can't feed them just anything from the bird section of bird food?
Yeah, no, like the parakeets, the cockatiel food, that's like the pieces are too big for the parakeets.
Oh, okay.
But cockatiels, they're supposed to like fruits and vegetables too. Not tons, but cornbread don't like, oh no. He don't like that at all. He's just like persnickety or something.
Okay, how long have you had the birds and parents? How long have you had them?
Tweedle and Deedle, I've been in this apartment March it'll be 6 years. And as soon as I moved in here, I had one white parakeet and she died. Mm-hmm. And so when I went out to the store and I got Tweedle and Deedle, they had different names when I first got them. But,
yes, ma'am.
So I've had them almost 6 years. And then Doodle, we've had several Doodles because they were all seemed to be dying. But this one's going strong.
Let's
I got it the same day. I don't know, Mr. Six Eyes was in the room when I was crying because the birdie died.
I was. I was trying to comfort you.
I know you.
I remember that day.
And I was just like so embarrassed because I didn't hardly know you that I was crying about a bird.
Listen. One thing about myself and the station, Six Eyes Radio Network, non-judgmental.
Amen. Yeah, I found that out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
I found that out, sir. Yes, I surely did.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, and before I forget, I'm supposed to tell you, black men said I.
You found black men?
Yeah, black man, I finally called his grandma because I felt real bad I didn't check on her and stuff. And so he's got my number again, but he's not being obnoxious. He's being pretty good for a black man, you know.
Now, has grandma had to whoop him again?
No,
no, no, that was horrible. Oh, no, Grandma.
No, Grandma.
Please, Grandma.
No.
That was horrible.
Oh, wow.
Because you could hear the smack. You could hear the whacking. I don't know what she was hitting him with, but.
Was it a house shoe? Was it a house shoe?
I don't know. It could have been a cane. I don't know if she carries a cane. It could have. Maybe she keep a switch there. I don't know. But she was letting him have it.
But you know what? The greatest thing about that, you never get too old to get a whooping. You never get too old to get a whooping. Because one thing about it that we learn in life, Jesus chastises us. When we do wrong, He chastens us. He chastises us. He says that the word of God says that if you cannot take chastisement, he called you a bastard. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. His word said it.
Uh-huh.
If you cannot take chastisement, he called you a bastard. Amen. Because he said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be longer.
That's right.
Better honor.
That's right.
So, I only got three whoopings in my whole life.
Well, honey, ain't you blessed? Ain't you blessed? Because I done got many whoopings down to the nitty gritty, all the way down to your natural underwears.
Oh yeah. And it was a belt, but at least it wasn't no switch or no cane or nothing. But it was a belt.
Well, baby, we got
switches. I learned
switches.
My lesson.
We got switches and belts. Whatever they can have, we got them. And then we had to go outside and get our own switches. You better not come back. No little switches. And they better not break.
Yeah, you come back with a little switch, they're going to bring the tree in.
Are you right?
Wow.
You are definitely right.
You're right.
I don't even know where I get a switch. If I had to get a switch, I don't know where I get it from.
Oh, baby. They'll get one. They'll find one.
Mm-hmm.
So rest assured that.
Ma'am.
Yes, you may. Who is that, Tony?
This is DJ ATL. I just want to apologize again. I think I caused a chaos again. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I had
ATL,
other things
ATL,
going on
hey,
my job.
Brother, hey, listen to me. Listen to me. It's a new year. It's a new year. Apology accepted. It's a new year.
Yes, sir. Just be okay.
You're good.
Yes.
You still got your job, brother. You're good.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that away from you.
But, yeah, you know.
You're good, brother.
Okay. But thank God for respect. Thank God for respect.
Yes.
Respect goes a long ways. And we ain't
you're
never
good,
too ATL. Old. That's right. We're never too old to learn.
Mm-hmm.
On this journey is a learning journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes, ma'am.
Now I have a question.
Sure is.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, y'all listen very closely.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Pete and Repeat was in a boat. Pete fell out. Who's left?
You said Pete and Repeat was in a boat?
Uh-huh. And Pete fell
and
out.
Pete,
who's left?
And then you said Repeat and you're going to tell me again.
Yeah. Who's on the boat?
Repeat.
Who?
Hold on. You said if, okay, Repeat and Pete. Nobody's on the boat. Then no one
Repeat.
Is on the boat.
Wait a minute. Repeat and Pete. Yes, it is.
Repeat.
Who
on the boat? Repeat?
Uh-huh.
Repeat.
Who?
She said Repeat.
Who?
Repeat.
Okay, I think I got it now. Okay.
But,
I'm just figuring it out.
Yeah, Pete and Repeat is on the boat.
And Pete fell out. Ain't nobody on the boat.
Only you would do that to us.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Oh, boy.
My goodness.
Mr. Big Sound, I know this is off the subject, but I'm just wondering, I want to ask you, what inspired you to get into the radio profession?
Great question. Okay. So my mom did public speaking. My father taught me everything I knew about music.
Okay.
And my radio mentor was Mr. Lynn Tolliver.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one inspired me to do radio.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
That's cool. Do you still have the show when you play your daddy's records?
Yes. My daddy's records is every Friday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. on the second station, which is 515-605-9340. That's 515-605-9340. Put both those numbers in your phone. And, of course, 424-243-9617.
Yep, they both in my phone, sir.
I heard Missionary Lockley ask you what inspired you for the radio. Now, you've been in the radio syndicate for 11 years. Is that correctly? 11 years or 12 years now. 12 years now.
Wow.
And you've been there 12 years. What most about the radio platform that have inspired you to keep going,
What inspired me to keep going is that I know I'm making a difference. Mm-hmm. And my mother, she told me, never stop. She said, never stop.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop.
Woo!
And keep going.
Okay.
And it was a time when I lost my sight. I was going to give up radio. I was going to give up radio because I said, okay, I lost my sight. How am I going to continue to do radio? And a good friend of mine, you've met Roe before. She's out of Jersey. You've met her before. So when I had my accident, because I went to sleep. I went to sleep being able to see. And I am no threat to Gregory Hines. I'm no threat to Fred Astaire. I'm no threat to Chris Brown as far as dancing goes. But I always do a little goofy move after my shower. And this particular time when I did my little goofy move in the mirror, I waved at myself. And I left the hallway light on. I left the hallway light on. And I had just got the Samson Note 2. I got the Samson Note 2 because I started off with the iPhone 4. And that screen was too small because my eyes started to go crazy. They were starting to, you know, leak. And I got the Note 2, Samson Note 2. It was a bigger screen. It was brighter. And I remember doing that little goofy move, and when I woke up, I didn't see anything. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? Why are the birds up so early? I'm hearing these birds. And I said, okay, well, maybe the lights have blown, you know, maybe the bulb blown. I said, okay, cool. Just got to put a bulb in when I get up. But then I'm not knowing my sight was gone. My phone had fell behind the bed. So when I finally got the phone, I know it was fully charged. Why don't I see that bright tree that I saw the other day? And I already had the accessibility on because it was hard for me to see because, like, things was getting, like, real light, real light. And I said, okay, what the hell is going on? And I'm looking around, nothing. Again, I'm still thinking that light is blown. I'm like, okay, I just got to change the bulb. And then I look around. I don't see my dresser. I'm like, oh, blank, blank, blank. And I called my mom. I said, Mom, yes, dear. I said, you heard the expression, Elvis has left the building? Yes. I said, my sight is gone. I can't see a thing. And, yeah, so I, every emotion you could think of, I went through it. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do now? No, I can't see. What am I going to do? And I said, the hell with radio. I said, the hell with radio. I'm not doing it. Uh-huh. And I talked to my friend Rose. She said, look, she said, I'll cover for you so you get yourself together. Uh-huh. And when you're ready to come back, I'll keep things going for you. Uh-huh. And I have to credit her. I have to credit her. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm telling you, at that moment, it nothing matters. You know?
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm human. I'm human. I love you all. I love radio. But when I lost my sight, from being able to see nothing,
right.
it was very traumatic.
Yes.
Well, Mary, I'm gonna tell you like this. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay because I'm right here with you. You got family. You got family here, and you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay because I'm telling you. I'm able to help people.
That's
because
right.
after I went through my hell, I said, look, I actually had to cuss myself out. I said, listen, and I'm gonna say exactly what I said. I said, listen. I said, get your punk ass up. I said, you come from 1 pound, 11 ounces. You had your sight for 41 years.
Uh-huh.
Get your punk ass up. You can hear, you can walk, you can talk, you can feel.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you can hear. You make music, you do radio.
Uh-huh.
And get up, adapt, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
This is why I'm able to inspire others because
that's
I've
right.
been through the hell. And right. it's my mission to help the sighted as well as unsighted.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it.
Exactly.
And this is why I say let nothing stop you. Keep going, keep moving, no matter how you do it.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
I mean, God might bless me and it never gets any worse than it is, but.
And I pray it don't.
You know what?
I pray it
don't.
Let
me say this. Ooh, because you struck something. You said God might bless. We have to learn to put things into perspective. God will.
You have to.
Bless.
Yes, you have to.
You have to
you
speak
have to
those things.
What you want. Yes.
That's
you
right.
Have to speak
say
it
that,
into
Mr.
Existence.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You have to speak it into existence. And I do motivational speaking, too. You have to speak it into existence. If you want something to happen, whatever you concentrate on, that's what you're going to get. You concentrate on good, you're going to get good.
That's
so you
right.
have
mm-hmm.
to know already that God got you no matter what. He got all of us.
Got all of us.
And we're gonna be okay. But God wants to see how strong you are. He's already
That's
equipped
right.
you with everything you need.
Everything you need.
But he sits back and folds his arms. All right, look,
That's
I
it.
Know I equipped you with this. You're gonna
That's
be
it.
Okay. This
you're
is why
be
after up. I cuss Yeah. This is why after I cussed myself out, God was right there. He was right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, son, you came from 1 pound, 11 ounces. I'm going to cross my arms, and I'm going to wait for you to get up, stand up, and cut yourself out and keep going. You're going to make it. You're going to adapt. And after I did that, I'm like, all right, God, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I got you. And here we are.
That's right. And sometimes mm-hmm. God will put us in a place, and he will put mm-hmm. us in a position where we can appreciate others. We've been mm-hmm. doing it, half doing it on our own, but he'll put us in a position where we need somebody. He'll bring peace in our mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. You don't let your past define your purpose for your future. I don't let mm-hmm. my blindness define my purpose for keep moving on and living mm-hmm. life. I don't give up life. I don't stop living because my sight is not in front of me. My sight is in my heart. When you can develop where your sight is at, because God reads off the table of our hearts. Mm-hmm. He reads, sees. It ain't what mm-hmm. we look like. It ain't what we look like. It's what we house and what we believe. And if we take our eyes off of the problem and put mm-hmm. our eyes on the problem solver, which is Christ Jesus, we're going to be all right. We already all right.
Yeah.
But we have to take those things as though they already is. And
right.
Mr. 16, you have to manifest those things. You got to stop, mm-hmm. oh, pitiful me, oh, pitiful me, oh. Then that's what you're going to be. Oh, pitiful me. Oh, pitiful me. Oh, pitiful
right.
me. You're going to say, I shall live and declare
and
the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's right. You got God on your side.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Mary. Here's the thing. Myself, Evangelist Clayton, none of us has fell off a cliff. None of us got hit by a car. We may have stubbed our toe. We may have stubbed our toe, but that's it. Where we don't see, God sees for us. And that's the best seer. That's the best overseer, God. That's your best pilot, your best navigator.
Yes.
Let him navigate your life. Because when we try to do it, we mess it up. God ain't going to miss no steps.
Amen.
God's not going to miss no steps.
That's it. That's right.
Yeah, he's right there.
May I? 6 hours. I have to come to you.
Yes.
I had to pull over to hear this whole testimony. Because, see, I had to get away from where I was working at because every time, like, I had to take my time away because, again, every time I kind of put this show together and my job, like, is at the end, I'm trying to get out of there, somebody starts to act up. So I said, this time I'm not going to allow this to happen. They want to act up. They're going to act up on their own with all the people gone. So the police, I left, so. But I had to pull over when I heard the whole testimony, and I'm gonna say this to all y'all, Mary, all y'all. I have my sight, and I'll keep it real. But sometimes, fortunate, I have a lot of things else to go on, and sometimes I forget God is there, and sometimes I forget that sometimes He's the one that holds me up and make me go. He'll put me in a position, and sometimes I do let people down, and that's a part of our nature as humans as we are, but we always got to find our way back to God somehow and understand that things is, I lost my father, I lost my uncles, I lost my godfathers, I lost a lot of things. People still dying left and right around me right now. Every day it's a new consequence of someone that I lost that I thought that I could probably still have some, get some information from to always put me on a good path. And so I can also help other people get on a good path. But they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fortunate mm-hmm. that I still have 6 eyes. I'm fortunate. He lost his mom. He lost his dad. He's less. And the kill, and, you know, it's painful because I have my younger brothers and my younger uncle and cousins and stuff. They have to call me because they ain't lost their elders too. And I'm sitting here like the pressure's on me. I got bills. I got stuff to go on. My mom's not well right now. She's not doing so well either. There's things that I have to, but I always try to do is put God first. That's all I can do. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. I tell people all the time, I'm not perfect. Things are not perfect. Things are not going to be perfect for me. I understand that. I knew that when my dad used to preach that. My grandma used to put that in me. She always said, put a song in your heart because mm-hmm. you're going to go through the path. Life is not going to be easy, Lewis. She just called me Lewis. That's my name. And I'm usually, my name is DJ ATL. But I understood that
and I, if I didn't understand that time, I really understood now. Things, my path is never going to be easy because I'm on the right path. My path is going to supposed to come across you guys to tell me how blessed I am. And I must work harder to put my path in my path. But never, if it's easy, get me off that path. I'm going to tell God right now, and God knows it. I don't need to be on no easy path. I need to be on a hard path because that's the path I'm supposed to be on. It's supposed to be hard. I hate that, but that's it. It's a hard path. And what I mean by hard, I'm going to lose people. I'm going to lose things. I'm not going to get things perfect. I'm going to get hurt. Life is about that. I'm going to get pain. I'm going to get suffering. I'm going to get it all. But that's the what's going to make me to be who I'm supposed to be. And I'm still got a long journey going. I'm a long journey going. Miss Clayton, you've been around a long time, so I understand where you come from. There's a lot of stuff I still got to learn. I'm a long way along. I got a lot to learn, but during that time I'm going to learn, I'm going to have pain in life. I'm going to tell people I'm going through. I want to suffer. That's right now. I'm suffering now financially. It's supposed to be that way. And I want to say this out to the world. It's supposed to be like that. God's going to – that's the way God wants to go. And I'm not going to fight God. I'm going to follow his path because he's allowed me to wake up. I'm blessed to wake up. I'm blessed to wake up. I can't complain if I don't have my life. There's people who don't. Six Eyes, you lost your sight. There's people who go to sleep and don't wake up and don't have nothing. Their life is gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I talk to everybody around this world. I don't care what I say. The best thing we have right now, as far as we are, until our journey, until God calls us home, is our life. Uh-huh. That's it. Because you can't do nothing if you don't have that. Nothing.
Amen.
You can't complain. You can't cry. You can't heart. You can't love. Mm-hmm. You can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. You can't have none of that if you're gone. I realize that. And
Amen.
I sometimes talk to myself and say, man, I wonder where my father, where my elders and some of the ones that passed on, my uncles, my grandma, all the people I know, I wonder what they're doing after life and where they're at. But I sit back and say, wait a minute. I'm wondering, but right now I got to live my life.
That's right.
God still got me here. And I got to keep doing what I was. If it's one thing that I have to do that I know that I was put here to do is to help others and to help get blessings so I can be here, and blessings come from helping others. So whatever I'm going to do down to the end, I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep putting a song in my heart like my grandma and keep helping people as much, regardless whether I like it or not, whether I have a problem with somebody or not. I have to get over it because God is right. I have to get over it. People might do me wrong. Hey, I feel like I got to go with it. I got to go with it. He wakes me up. Like I said, he wakes me up, God. I tell everybody, he wakes me up. Because if he wanted that to be personal, he wouldn't wake me up. So I have to learn to have to deal with it. And I have to learn to strive with it. That's why I say that's a part of pain. It's a part of pain and suffering. And I tell sometimes people get mad and they have to turn their cheek. Sometimes you got to turn your cheek. Sometimes, but you got to be one thing. You get a chance to wake up again, to eat, to live. You might have a bad day. Like I said, I have bad days, man. I tell people I have some horrible days. I'll be like trying to tell people these days are so bad. I want to just lay in the ground. But guess what? God wakes me up that next day and let me have hope to say I can keep going. You say, right. Mm-hmm. He tells me, hey, get up. Get up, Lewis. Here we go. Going right back. You're going back. And, hey, that day don't be so bad. After a while, I'll forget about bad days. But he brings those bad days back to me so he can make sure I understand ain't nothing about my past going to be easy. And I got that understanding.
Absolutely.
I have that understanding.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you let your past don't define who you are as an individual. Right. But you said something when you first started. You said, I have to pull over. See, and one thing about, I lost my sight in 2009. My mother died December the 15th, 2009. I lost my sight right after my mother passed. Amen. To God be the glory. And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things I know. Amen. That was a hard pill because I used to drive. I used to go everywhere. I would be in Atlanta this weekend, next weekend. I would be Alabama next weekend I'll be someplace else. Amen. Uh-huh. Because I traveled with the Velvetones, a band called the Velvetones. That was out of Pelham, Georgia. I traveled and I sang with the Velvetones. And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things I know. And it doesn't bother me now. It bothered me because I couldn't drive. I couldn't get up and go where I wanted to go. I couldn't go to the store shopping. I couldn't go to church, you know, and so forth. But God set that thing up where he brought the church to me. To God be the glory. And how bad do you want it? See, one thing for sure, and Mr. Six and I, you know, we can get on the steering wheel now, and we hadn't forgot how to drive, but we just can't see to keep it in the road.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
To God be the glory. And each and every one of you, the Lockleys, they can drive. Mary can drive. Whoever else is listening in, they can drive if you're not blind. Of his impaired, like Mr. Six and I, and like Brother AJ, and like Godfather, amen, and like many thousands of trillions of others that are blind, amen, to God be the glory. But we don't let that define our purpose for living life. Yeah, we're going to get knocked down. We're going to get talked about. Surely, if you ain't talked about it, and I heard you, DJ ATL, if you ain't talked about it, then you need to worry. You need to worry. Mm-hmm. If you ain't being scandalized and persecuted, you need to worry. If everything is going peaches and cream in your life, then you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You better be
spiritually.
Leaving that.
Spiritually.
You're right, man.
Check yourself.
You better be leaving. Because you got
you
to
know,
go through these things. There's no way. Let everybody know. If you ain't going through it, you're on the wrong path. Because you got to be prosecuted. You got to be talked about. You got to get paid. You have to be hurt. You have to understand. And you have to say, God did not put us here forever. He wanted us to understand, to live our life. But he always said, hey, he don't make life easy. And it's never been easy for nobody. And I don't expect it to be easy for me at all. Yeah, everyone says, hey, man, I want to have more. And I could probably testimony this for everybody. Final care, how great of a pastor you are, how great of a teacher you are, whatever you go through, whatever you grade, you might be the most successful. You might have all the money. I'm going to tell you this right now. God got you on a path, and I guarantee that their testimony, they'll tell you to your face that they're on a journey, and it's hard as hell. It ain't nothing peaches and cream.
And I tell you one thing, Mr. DJ ATL, the word lets us know. If you don't suffer with him, you can't reign with him. You're gonna be talked about. You're gonna be criticized. You're gonna be scandalized. You're gonna be called everything but a child of God. But the greatest thing about it is that the songwriter wrote the song "Stand." You stand. You stand.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I stated earlier, they talked about Jesus, so we're in good company.
Yes.
You're right. They didn't just talk about Jesus. They threw stones at Jesus. They cursed Jesus.
Spit on
and why he
and
went
spit
out,
on
went
and
out
and
on the cross.
And
people
got to
remember.
All the way up to Calvary, they beat him.
Right.
And he carried his own cross. His son
carried
his own cross.
Who was the witness? Pilate. Pilate was trying to get them to come off Jesus. He tried. He said, hey, I give you anybody. This man ain't did nothing to pay. They put murderers and everything on the stage.
No,
let everyone know these people did things to hurt
not.
You. But they'd rather hurt Jesus.
Hurt
Jesus.
They did it. But guess what? Mm-hmm. But guess what? He paid the ultimate price that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. So what we do with it is solely left up to each individually, personally, to what you do with it. Amen.
One thing
because
my mom,
you can't
my
serve,
grandma,
you can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. You're going to either love one and despise the other. But you can't have it the world way and then on God's side. You're going to have to do it. You have to make up your mind who you're going to serve.
And you only and nobody can stand for you when you meet with God. You have to stand by yourself. My mom, my dad, no grandma, nobody.
No,
I have to do my own judgment. And that goes for anyone. And I don't care. That even still go for the pastors and everything. I tell everybody, we have to do one. We all have skeleton boots. They say, yeah, everybody has skeleton boots. But the person we got to stand in for, the thing we got to stand in is the High Almighty. That's why I keep trying to say, High Almighty. We and everything don't count until you stand in front of that High Almighty and you got to stand for yourself. And nobody going to have no words. It's all your testimony. It's all you.
All you. All you. You're going to be judged. You're going to be judged. Yeah. You ain't going to be, mom and them ain't going to be judged for what we done. Amen.
Right.
Because they instill the values in us. And it's what we do with it now that we have it.
And it's like this, ATL. It's like this. And I don't know, and Mr. and Mrs. Lockley, if your parents are still living, I pray they are. But it's like this. I know I can speak for Evangelist Clayton. I can speak for Mary. I can speak for Lewis with his father. I can speak for myself and my mother and father. They already got their golden ticket. So they made it. So now we're down here still on earth. We still got to do why we're here.
That's right.
And right now, the people that's passed on, they're at an after party that we're not invited to right now.
Uh-huh. What you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're eating the sub sandwiches and the hot dogs and the punch. They're up there having filet mignon and the best of everything up there. And we have to work to earn ourselves up there to be amongst that.
That's right. You know? They are right now.
Yeah, so right now, I appreciate why you're down here on earth.
That's
make each day count. Stop counting the days.
Make it work. That's right.
Yeah. There's always one thing I say, and this is something I've been learning all, even in the hard times of going through the fire, God make a way out of nowhere. Where there'd be no way. There'd be no way. You'd be trapped in a box. Somehow, you have a way out of nowhere. It's always God. I tell everybody this. I tell you, financially, I've been going through my stuff. I'm testimony here, guys. I've been going through some financial stuff, and I don't even know where I'm going to be here the next week or whatever. And somehow God makes a way out of no way. I don't know how, but he make a way out of no way because he's God. He can make a way. So I give him thanks and glory for making a way out of no way because some ways I just think I'm not going to make it. But he always make a way out of no way. I gotta tell y'all the truth. That box be so damn dead, so damn deep that it makes me feel so bad that I think it's mine. I can't even sleep. I be that, and somehow something comes out of nowhere, and I'm not even in that bad nightmare no more. I'm starting over with something else. So I understand. I got to understand that, and I always tell people. God is good all the time. He always is good all the time. And he always makes a way out of nowhere. That's always. Okay. I said, there's so many ways that I can say right now. I can make a testimony of that. I can just tell y'all right now, I'm testimony of that. I'm making a way out of nowhere. Yeah, I'm testifying tonight, y'all. I have no choice.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's what I'm
saying
now.
That's it.
So I can feel better in the morning. And like I said, I can feel better in the morning, but that doesn't mean I'm out of the fire because, no, my road is going to be hard, and it's going to get harder. And I tell everybody, not just because me, because I think it's going to get harder, it's going to get harder because God's about to make it harder. Everybody got to understand, we're getting ready to go through some hard times, and we got to understand
that.
And the one thing you're going to prepare for, you got to be with God. You better be with him. You better have a song in your heart, and you better ride with Jesus, and you better ride with God. That's the only thing that's going to keep you in your peace and mind and attitude because everything is hurting right now. Everything.
Yes,
I mean,
I've
heard stories right now with people having mortgages, man. They own their home. Their taxes went up just this last year, and they about to lose their homes all over this country. They losing homes because they can't afford to pay the taxes. Let me keep that real. I'm keeping this real. I'm keeping it here. But see, don't worry. Like I tell you, it's going to be hard. It's supposed to come like that. That's why God makes a way out of nowhere. Y'all just keep your faith in God. God will make a way. When you feel like you ain't got food and you ain't got enough money to get no groceries, just believe in God. He'll make a way out of nowhere. He'll get just to your thing. I'm telling you, that's how we're going to have to roll now. We're going to understand that that's the only way. There's no other way. Ain't no president. Ain't no fact. Ain't nobody saving you right now. The only one that can hold you is God, and you got to have faith, and you got to put your mind in it. And it's, I'm letting you know right now, I'm speaking through God, it's nothing going to be easy. You're going to have to go through the fame. So get ready and ride this seat, because it's going to be a hard seat
Amen.
To ride.
Amen.
It's going to be
Amen.
Hard. But as long as you got God, there's going to be a way out of nowhere. You're going to see. He's going to come. You might not think he's going to come, but he's going to come right at the end of time to make you better. He's going to come right when you need him. That's how he's going to show. That's how it goes
That's
down.
Right. And you know the songwriter says, put a little oil in your vessel for the bridegroom to come. You know, and he's been telling us this ever since COVID hit, and still people are walking away and ignoring the signs. And the Bible is being fulfilled every day, manifesting itself, and it's supposed to be. He said, go into your house and shut the door until the wrath passes over. People doing their own thing, doing what they want to do. He says, store up your storehouse. And I tell people all the time in my message, always store up your water, your non-perishable items. Store up, began to overflow, because you going in the stores now, and you said something profoundly, Brother DJ ATL. You going in the stores now, where there's nothing hardly on the shelves anymore. And if they're on the shelf, the price has gotten so high that you can't even hardly afford the bags that got a lot of air in them and got 10 chips, if you got 10 chips in the bag, you know. So there is just so much that's going on that God has given a sign. Warning comes before destruction. And you said it so profoundly because God manifested by the DJ FL. You know that time is coming. Time has came and has gotten at hands. We better stop being so wasteful and throwing away stuff. Cook what you need. Don't overcook, don't undercook, and then you got to throw away stuff, because you got people that's hungry. Hungry, don't have a place to lie their head. And you're wasting, and you're throwing away. Now you can't go in the store and find things that you've been looking for in the store, because the shelves are empty now. Amen. So this is another warning for us. Stop taking things for granted. Stop taking things for granted like it's going to be there. Stop taking life for granted like it's going to be there, because it's going to come. It's coming a time where you're going to be tried by the fire. You're going to be tried by the fire to see if you're going to be able to stand. And if you fold over, I'm sorry. Ain't nobody's fault but our own. Ain't nobody's fault but our own. It behooves us to get this thing right. We are on this discussion tonight for a reason, this morning for a reason. For a reason. God is trying to tell us something, and we better get our house in order. Get your house in order. It ain't promised to you. It's not promised to you. You see it happening all around the world to somebody else. God done skipped you and skipped you and skipped you, and you keep thinking that he going to keep skipping you. Got another thought coming. Get your house in order. My sisters and my brothers, get it in order, because time is winding up. I wrote a song, DJ ATL, called Time Ain't Waiting for Nobody. I wrote this song about 3.5, 4 years ago. Time ain't waiting for nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Evangelist Clay,
amen. While we have time to get it right, we better get this thing right. Warning comes before destruction. It is a warning sign. The warning sign is up. Get it together because time don't wait for nobody. I just give you a little bit of it. It says, time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. Time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. He's working. He's working on us. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God is working on us. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God is working. He's working. Now I say, time, don't wait for nobody. He working on us. Time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. He's working. He's working on us. He working on our hearts. He working on us. He working on our mind. He working on us. He working on our walk. He's working on us. Time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. He's working. He working. He's working, working. He working on you. He working on me. He working on 6 Eyes Radio Network. He working on you. He working on us. He working on us. Time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. He's working. He working on us. DJ ATL, he working on you. Time ain't waiting for nobody. He working on us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for thanking with that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
And that's for everyone
Amen.
Out there on 6 Eyes Radio Network. If your name
right.
ain't there, you can
if
take all our names
bit,
and put our names in that scripture.
That
you are going
bit,
through something right
I
now.
Wait. I can't wait. Uh-huh. If that was a little bit, I can't hear the song.
That song was great. It was perfect. And it was mentally sound for everyone and not just for me. Or it was for everyone. I want to say this to – this goes to all the victims who say they hurt by Jason, who say it allegedly, or everybody. This is judgment time. I mean, we're going to go through this. This is through the fire. This is even for P. Diddy. It's for everyone. We got to understand. We got to understand now, God is the only thing that we have left. And if you don't want to ride the right path, you want to get on this mm-hmm. path, and you want to follow the wrong way, you're on your own, bro. I can't save you. We can't save you. The only way you can be saved is you go to God, man, and go down and get it. There's nothing wrong. I'll tell you about it. There's nothing wrong going down on your knees and finding the closet, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
nothing
place.
Wrong
with that.
Nothing
at
wrong
all.
With it.
Not That's nothing it. Wrong. I don't care if you somewhere and you feel like you're gonna be in bed. No, your life mm-hmm. is more important
Amen.
Than being in the bed. You need to go
Amen.
In that closet and ask
Amen.
For that.
That's it.
It's real talk, y'all. Real talk.
That is. Real talk. That is. Go in
real
your
talk,
secret
man.
Closet. Go in your secret
yeah.
closet.
Yeah, time to go sometime, because I'm telling you all,
This is Six Eyes Radio Network, y'all. Here live on Six Eyes Radio. We about to go through some hard times, guys. You ain't going to hear from the president right now, but we about to go through some hard times. So get ready.
Amen.
Get ready to get that closet. You need to get that closet together. You need to. I don't care. Whether you feel that you out there in the streets and you ain't got nothing.
Come on here.
Don't think like that. No, don't. Go find your closet.
Go find your closet.
I don't care.
That's it. And if you got to find that closet and you got the snot in it and you got the crying in it and you got the kick in it, you better find that closet.
Man, oh man. I love this. They had a homeless man out of L.A. Watch them on page. Watch them. A DJ had seen a tape. He was talking to somebody else. And he was sitting there listening to that homeless guy tell him, out of the fact of all the things that in our society, we still try to find ourselves. He said, one thing you got to have, even when you don't have a phone, you don't have a car, you don't have nothing to yourself, you got to find a closet beside you to go praise the Almighty. That man touched, when he said that, everybody who ever heard anybody say anything
God
real, they came back. And they realized. That guy even said it. It was like God talking to this homeless man. He was telling you right there. He said, there's no other options. You have no option but to find your closet. And don't be embarrassed of that, because this is you. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody but you. And that's you between you and God. So find your closet. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. You don't have to tell people you're a Christian, you trying to save somebody. You just go in your closet. That's me. That's what I'm telling you. Because that's the new move now, y'all. Y'all want to hear a new phrase? That's the new move. The new move is to go to your own closet. It's the new move. That's the move you need to make. If y'all want to be cool, you need to go to your closet. See? Because that's what things are going to do. That's where you find your way out of no way. Because you're going to find a lot of times now, everybody in this country. And we live here again on the Six Side Network, letting y'all know. You got to find your
closet. Well said. Well said.
You got to find
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Clayton. Thank you, Six Eyes Radio. Let me come on and say this. I had to come out. Man, it made me feel good. But like I tell everybody, I feel good saying this. That I might get cool points to y'all, but let me tell y'all something. I just let y'all know my road ain't gonna be easy. It ain't changed.
Amen.
It ain't changed.
Amen.
I still gotta go to my closet. I still gonna go home at night and cry. I still going to have pain and suffering. Yes, that's right. Y'all hear me? I still going to go through hard times. Nothing's going to change. I want everyone to know, I don't care. The same way when you go to church, guys, and y'all get saved, everybody say, oh, man, I got saved. When they, and I'm going to tell you the truth. When you got saved, now you got more on you. But check this out, guys. I won't even give you more definition. Life is not easy. If you're on the right path, it's going to be hard. So don't worry.
Amen.
Don't feel like you're the only one, because that's what everyone, everything in life has a hard path, a spider all the way down to an ant, all the way down from the sun, from the trees. Everything has to go through pain and suffering. So if you understand that, that's a part of life. So don't hold no grudges against God. Just understand that's nature's way. But what you're trying to do is make sure you in good grace with your God so you can get that ticket, like Blasnum said, like Six Eyes said, get your ticket so you can live forever and be great and be best. Because this place is not made for us to be down here forever. It's a temporary situation so we can move better. He gives us so many tests, and he tests us all the time. I don't care how much more money you think you're going to have, how much more fame you think you have, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm telling you from the testimony. You talk to those folks, they'll tell you they're in pure hell. They're going to tell you none of that stuff matters.
Amen. Praise God.
So I'm going to pass the signs. I know y'all going to get up on out of here on this show, man. Have a fantastic show. And like I said, I was going to close out with this. I wanted to say something about TGJ. I do. Yeah. I think I can say this. And it's allegedly what's all going on around him, allegedly going on around P. Diddy, allegedly going on with the with these whole situation that they bring in so many people involved with this Epstein thing. It's so many things. And I'm going to say this, and this is the thing, because this has nothing to do with the family. This has nothing to do with the church-going people. This has nothing to do. But if you're doing wrong, and all you guys, and I'm going to say this to everyone, if you're playing around with something that hurts people, find you some way of time to get into your own closet. Find your way to get to your closet, because you need to have a long talk. You got a problem. Mm-hmm. This is legendary doing this. You need to go find you a closet, and you need to go talk to the Almighty. Not to us. You need to talk to them and ask him for what you can do to better yourself to not do the things that you have been accused of doing the past. If you did this. Now, I'm not saying you do it. I'm not throwing no stones. I ain't casting no stones or anything. I'm just telling you. You have to deal with your Almighty because you have to clean up. If you did these things, you have to clean up because now you have to deal with these people you hurt. These are victims. And I will say this, too. And I will say if you do come out way later on when you should have came out early, please don't talk about the family, though. Please don't speak God out of your mouth. Please don't talk about the family, black family, what needs. You need to go away because you hurt the family. And when you hurt the family, you lose those rights. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be nice and polite. A lot of people want to say, you know, you get a second chance with God. And I'm not trying to cast no stones, but I have to preach this fact. Eddie Long here in Atlanta had a 5 or 7 of those pastors, even with all of them across the board, all religion, white, black, whatever. They all was caught doing the same. I mean, they weren't caught. They finally came out and said they did these bad things. And they all said they would get a second chance. I would like for you guys to go walk to their grave and ask them, did they get a second chance with God? So God made time.
Amen.
So I want to say that out there. There's a book out there. So for you guys, if you are involved with this, please repent. Please go find your closet. That's all I'm asking you. Please.
Praise
that's
God.
Between you and the closet, and we can be better off because you're hurting the family. I don't. And another thing I will say, from watching the tape from Eddie Long, I mean from TD this Sunday, I got a person sent me a video of not barely no one in the church. I will send this thing to you guys, Six Eyes. I know y'all can't, but I will send this out. To the church members, if you was that much engaged, so if you feel that this was what's going on the whole time and you just take somebody to come out to make y'all feel like this and now y'all want to ban them, I'm going to be honest, and please go find your closet too.
Amen. I think Elder Lockley was trying to say something as well too.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Lockley. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying amen.
Okay. Amen.
Yes, definitely. I need you guys to go find y'all closet. Going to this congregation, y'all need to go find y'all closet too. Because just because this man and this has allegedly happened to his fulfilling and y'all now ban him, that means y'all knew this was going on and y'all were just waiting for someone to point hands. And that's not the way a congregation supposed to act. At all.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all acting on that, shame on you guys. Y'all need to go find y'all closet. Okay.
Amen.
Y'all need to go
find
y'all closet.
God bless you. Amen.
But your point, because you're actually giving off victim that, hey, yeah, we knew he was doing this. You're going along and saying, yeah, we knew he was doing this the whole time. But now, since it's out, we just going to go ahead and stop attending his church. That's not the way this thing must go. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen to that, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So six of this clean. I'm gonna let y'all close the show out. I'm done. I feel better. I feel better. But like I said, my road ain't easy. Like they say, all of us got skeletons. My road ain't going to be easy. I still got a lot of closet time to go into. I still got a lot of closet time. And I'm going to go. I'm going to my closet. I'm going in my closet. I'm going. And I'm gonna have. I was learning. And I'm still making. I ain't saying I won't make them, but I still gotta go in my closet. So my road ain't easy, y'all. So I'm just letting you know, TDJ, all you guys who get out here and talk about money all day long, y'all better stop finding y'all closet because y'all seeing it ain't easy. And like again, we talked about Jesus. He got prosecuted. He got sticks thrown at him. He had a man who tried to sacrifice everybody that were bad, and they end up still wanting Jesus. So I'm letting you know that right now. If you don't get that understanding, then I don't know what is. And if you are doing bad, you better find you a closet now. You better ask for it. Because whatever you serving right now and whatever you doing, you ain't doing the right thing either at all. So right now, find your closet. That's all I got to say to anyone out there. I don't care what you've done or whatever. You need to find your closet. Find your closet. And even if you think you're perfect, you need to find your closet. If you think your life is easy and simple, you need to find your closet. Because I'm guaranteeing you, you're finna go through the heat. It's coming. And it's coming to a doorstep near you. And when it comes, it's coming. And it's going to be painful. It's going to be hurtful. But the only way to get through it is Almighty going through Jesus and God. It's the only way. That's it. There's no other way. You can't do it. You can't do this on your own. No, you cannot. You cannot deal with this on your own. That's a fact. I'm letting you know, man. As I tell you right now, you can try. I guarantee you find yourself in a box. And you just be hoping God, pray to God that somehow you just think that box, that's it. And then when you get into your closet, you're going to find out that there's a way out of nowhere. You're going to be trying to figure out, damn, you know it's God because you know it wasn't you. You realize that you didn't have the control that you thought you had. So like I tell you, you better find your closet. That's it. Well, okay. I'm past the ticket. I'm going to let y'all talk because I got to get it out. Amen. 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 Mr. Six, you still there? Six, you there? Mikhail, you there? Our father, how many people still here?
We are here. Amen. Sister Mary,
I'm
you
here.
Amen.
Yes,
it's 2 o'clock. DJ ATL is going to cut out with
us. It's 2:05. We go a little bit spending time. It's all good. But this is something we have to get out. And I think it's the right time to get out. We're in 2004 in a new season. We got Trump. We got the president running. We got Trump, we got Biden, we got a new term, we got things going in Pakistan and Israel. We got a lot of things, Yemen, we had an incident in Yemen that they're doing some things to sort of knock the gas up. So I'm letting you know there's some things coming for us, and we just have to understand that we got to find our closet. That's all I want to say. So I'm not just saying these things just to be saying these things because I'm saying these things because I'm already preparing you for what's coming. There's something coming, really coming heavy in the future in the next couple of days. And matter of fact, the next couple of months, we get ready to go through a cold spell. We're getting ready to go through some things. And you're going to need God now more than ever, y'all. I'm going to let you know that right now. Don't wait. Go to him now so you can get a head start on this because it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard for us right now. Very
Amen.
Hard.
Amen. Amen. Well, I close with that in prayer. Amen.
Okay.
To God be the glory. Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how this evening, God, to thank you, God, for all that has been said and done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise, God.
But, Lord, prepare us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what's to come, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we're leaning and we're depending on you, God. But, Lord, most of all, God, Lord, we have our own closet, God. And help us, God, to enter into our closet, God, and lay everything before you, God, as a fountain empty. Refill, redefine us, and restore us, God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless 6 Eyes Radio Network with DJ ATL, Father God, and the crew as a whole, God, and each and every member, God. We ask that you bless thee above all that we ask or we think. And as we leave this place, never from the presence of you, that you rest, rule, and that you abide with us, God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us covered under your blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstances, every oppression, every depression, every panic attack, every anxiety attack, and every attack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's not of you, God. And, Lord, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, and our light in the darkness, God. And, Lord, even at different appointments that we have and different paperwork legally, God, you are the attorney, God. You are the representative. You are the caseworker. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the praise and give you the glory in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever you're worshiping at on this morning, worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen to God. Be going and have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you, the temple, the body of Christ, what God is saying unto you. Amen. And what he say to one, he'll say to others. You all be blessed and have a Jesus-filled evening. Amen. And have a wonderful time in service on this morning. God bless you all. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Ashley. Okay. Good night, DJ ATL.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good
night.
If you're there, Mr. Six, good night.
All right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night, Miss Sheila.
Good night. Good night, honey.